Hi, this is Anita with 5 Minutes with Art, where each week we talk about 5 minutes to do with something to do with art. You know, artists throughout history have been deeply influenced by the social, political landscape of their time. So we can really say that art, in a lot of ways, is an extension upon what is happening around or what's happening around the artist or what's happening during their lifetime. You know, one thing that we don't really think about but is also very important is sea power, or how the ability for man to get on a boat and to go across the ocean and go to another culture, another place, influenced the world and influenced art. In fact, you know, long distance trade established, you know, maritime links, which began to link continents, that, you know, these routes would bring goods. And, you know, there was this exchange of, you know, plants and fruits and vegetables, and, you know, that really changed countries. There was silks, there was ceramics, there was many other things that would travel across the globe. That this, you know, newfound, you know, accessibility not only changed the diets of people in countries and changed them forever, that it also changed their tastes, they changed their cultures, changed their industries, and it changed their, it basically influenced them. So there's no doubt that this also influenced the artist of the time. You know, that's why, you know, began to see artists in England and other places started to paint you know, blue and white vases that had come from China was suddenly showing up in their paintings because of the trade that was going on with the ships. But one of the ways that it really influenced it, and one of the artists that was really influenced by the sea power, you know, that sea power, you know, we know that the sea, we call the sea power, that it, you know, had this profound effect upon culture and art, that we can all understand that. But one artist where it really influenced was the British artist, J.M.W. Turner. And he probably is known to be one of the artists that was most influenced by the sea power. He is one of the most celebrated maritime artists worldwide. His name is Joseph Mallard William Turner. He's also known as J.M.W. Turner. He has a lot of work which has depictions of the sea, naval battles, lives of fishermen. And so it really stands as a testimony of, you know, somebody who really, you know, took on this sea power as part of their art and made it this focal point of their art. There was no doubt that he was fascinated with the sea and the many facets of the sea. He did paintings of the naval battles. He, you know, would commemorate the naval victories that the British made. And also during the time when he lived, you know, Britain was this great sea power that was happening in the world. So, of course, there was also a very, you know, sort of patriotic thing that he was doing to show the power of Britain and the power of Britain with the sea. You know, it shows the influence that, you know, the reason why is this such a great example of J.M.W. Turner is that his art shows the influence that world events or the things that are happening in the world can have upon art and artist. That the maritime power that he was seeing in Britain at the time, no doubt influenced his art, and it profoundly influenced what he painted. Artists like Turner, they serve to show us what's happening during their time, their own interpretation of the world, their unique perspectives. They kind of shed light on the complexities of human experience. They, you know, they give us a sense of this history during this time, you know, that show us about the, you know, challenges that were taking place during this time, the challenges of the ocean, the challenges of conquering the sea, the challenges of these naval battles. You know, we've written a blog post on this, so if you're interested to be able to learn more about, you know, what it means with the sea power and how sea power has impacted art, how it's impacted the world, we've written a blog called J.M.W. Turner, How Sea Power and the World Events Can Impact Art. And this is really quite an interesting perspective, because there's no doubt that this trade and this global trade that was going around the world also greatly affected art around the world and affected the artist in huge ways. And it really, you know, many of them, like J.M.W. Turner, painted the sea because that's what they saw and that's what they believed in during their lifetime. Because of them, we have this great historical record of what life was like during their time. And we need to thank them for putting down this artistic record so that this time and this era of life can never be forgotten. This is Anita with 5 Minutes with Art. Thank you so much for listening to us, where each week we talk about 5 minutes about different things to do with art and to be able to explore art. We hope that you'll join with us to learn art. We believe that there's so much we can learn from art, that art can help us to be able to see our lives in a new way, a new direction. We'd like to thank you for being part of our community and thank our technical team for help making this possible.